It's 7 minutes now after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope. This morning we get to talk to Mountain Lake EDA Director Rod Hamilton. How are you today?
Steve, I'm doing great. Life is good, my friend.
We appreciate you taking time out and talking with us.
You know what? I always enjoy it. You and your team, you do a great job. We talk about that every time we're together, and I really appreciate the opportunity to share what's going on in Mountain Lake, a community that I love. So, let's get at it.
There is a lot. I think that start, we haven't talked to you since the new year. Why don't we start by kind of, it was a busy year in 2025.
I really appreciate doing what I'm doing. I work with some wonderful people in City Hall there. The EDA board is just made up of some great people that have the best interests of the community in mind. Of course, Mayor Mike serves on our board. We've developed a friendship over the years. Well, friendship with the board members. It's just been great for me. And as you know, and we've talked about, I wasn't looking at doing a full-time job when I was trying to slow down and focus on my health. And we agreed that 20 hours a week is what I'd give them and towards this. But I'm having fun. And as long as I can continue working with people and delivering on projects, I'll continue doing this because it's been healthy for me as well.
Well, and it definitely has been good for the community, too.
Well, thank you for that. You take a look at our little town, and just a quick year in review, you brought up the New Year's, and what people see are the new builds, right? It's exciting to see that hotel go up, and it has a roof on it. But what people don't necessarily see is that Mountain Lake EDA helps existing businesses a lot also. I mean, we had the original loan amount, for instance, we had $367,000 that the EDA loaned out to existing businesses. And it can be anything from if someone needed gap financing to purchase a business. For instance, I always use the flower shop as an example. I have the Thompson's permission to do that. Their tenacity was unbelievable. They had their mindset that they were going to be purchasing that existing business from Nini, and no one was going to tell them otherwise. And that was a fun project to work on. And so the Mountain Lake EDA assisted or worked with area banks and Southwest Initiative Foundation, and then the EDA came in with gap financing to help close that deal. And so, again, original loan amount, there's over $367,000 that were originally loaned out to existing businesses to help them with anything from equipment purchases to some additional operating expense or whatever the case may be. And Tabitha's working on two projects right now where they're looking at some gap financing, existing businesses looking on that. It could be a roof repair. It could be, like I said, purchasing buildings or any type of equipment purchases. And so if any local businesses within Mountain Lake are looking at some additional dollars to do some changes or whatever the case may be, please reach out to the EDA. Tabitha and I would be more than happy to work with you on that. And in addition to those dollar amounts, we have a Small Cities Grant Fund also. We call it the small cities, but a third. The business comes up with a third of the money. We borrow a third, actually two thirds, but one third of that is forgiven. And we loaned out, I believe the dollar amount was over $200,000 for that, for existing businesses. So I guess I want to stress that because, of course, it's great to see the new builds and stuff like that. However, it's extremely important to make sure that the EDA is also focused on the existing businesses and do what we can to support them. So if your listeners are interested in building new or opening up an existing business or whatever the case may be, please reach out to the EDA.
Yeah, it definitely can make a huge difference, and all you have to do is ask. You know, that's the first step.
Well, precisely. You know, and one of the things, without sharing too much, so I keep you guys engaged for February's talk, but, you know, we do have a business that contacted me, and I reached out to my contacts that I've established over, you know, the years that I served in the legislature. And what we're doing is we're trying to put together a very attractive financial package, similar to what we did with the hotel. And so I'm working with my contacts, and we're exploring loans through the USDA or through Southwest Regional Development, taking a look at what grants are available, contacting Department of Employment and Economic Development, and just keeping an open mind going into this. All right, we're gonna turn over every single rock, and we're gonna put together a financial package. And once we are having that ready to review with this entity, then you make a decision. Yes, let's build new, or no, let's not. And I'm actually working with two entities. I said one, but I'm actually working with two on that. And so if we're successful in putting that together, we might have two new buildings going up in Mountain Lake, you know. And in addition to that, I've talked to you a number of times on an apartment complex. And
yes,
we received a grant, right? And then we ran into a little challenge on how prevailing wage impacted. And I'm not going to argue for or against prevailing wage on this call, but what we did is I was very persistent working with the Minnesota Housing and other entities, and I think we are going to be able to close that gap. I should know within a week or two, hopefully, if that gap is closed. We'll be building that apartment building this spring. And so it's just being very tenacious, going after and turning over every single rock that we possibly can. And that's what we're doing here in Mountain Lake. And I've got a great support system. Tabitha is fantastic. I really appreciate her and what she brings to this. And like I said, City Council and the EDA has been wonderful.
Very good. Well, you kind of have already given us a tease of what's happening this year. You know, we summarized 25, and it sounds like 26 is going to be just as busy, if not busier.
You know, that's what I'm hoping for. It's with that hotel, we knew that it would be very important for, one, serve a need in the area, but two, to really heighten the interest on building here in Mountain Lake. And we're seeing that. We are definitely seeing that. And so we're going to give that the same effort that we gave the hotel system. And Tabitha and I, we've got a really solid working relationship, and she's focused on some of the existing businesses and working with them on those revolving loan funds and stuff. And I'm really focused on the new build type things as well. So we're working hand in hand. And, you know, the other thing we also have coming to our area, we have these wind towers. We have here this spring, I believe they're going to be putting in a transformer for a new wind project going north of town. So that's going to be a tremendous amount of people roaming the countryside. And so that'll be good for our restaurants and our shops and our hotel. And so that's exciting also. We're going to have additional people working around this area.
Definitely. All right. So what else do we need to mention today?
You know, a couple things, I think. One is I was just talking to some friends I have down in Jackson. And Jackson has an investment group that was put together years ago. And so I reached out to them because we're wanting to do something very similar here in Mountain Lake. And we had kind of a small one, right, for the hotel. But Now I've got other people that are interested in what are the next investments here in Mountain Lake. So I'm traveling down to Jackson on Thursday, meeting with my friends on a few different things. But one is to focus on that investment group and how can we replicate that here in Mountain Lake. So stay tuned for that. We have a person coming in and talking about to the EDA at our next EDA meeting about possibly building a strip mall, a small strip mall out there in our commercial park. And so we're just going to gain a better understanding of how that would look and how to structure that. So we're going to have a conversation around that. And we're just going to keep plugging away, moving forward here in Mountain Lake.
Well, you definitely don't stand still. You're either moving forward or backward, and Mountain Lake is moving forward.
You know, I'm glad you recognize that. You know, again, our little community, we are all working together to do our best to support one another, and we're starting to see fruits of our labor, and so that's exciting, right? So just like you said, let's not rest. Let's keep plugging away and moving forward.
And again, I think it's probably worth mentioning, you know, you talked about those funds that are available. We talk a lot about how the EDA is kind of a go-between. If you're doing a new business, you need financing, that you kind of help get people to the right people. But we haven't really talked that much about the funds that you have available just by yourself.
Yeah, precisely. And I mean, if it's a smaller amount, we could entertain the idea where you're just working with the EDA. If it's a larger amount, we don't have, you know, an endless amount of funds. But what we do then is we team up with other entities like a local bank in conjunction with Southwest Initiative Foundation or Southwest Regional Development in conjunction with EDA. And that's really the pecking order, if you will, where the banks usually fund a larger percentage of it. And then it comes in with one of those other entities. And then Mountain Lake EDA is the little engine that could, if you will, right? We're the ones that come in behind everybody else and just close that gap to get this project off the ground. So, but yes, when you come in and talk with Tabitha or myself, we'll probably be referring you to one of those other entities, and we will work side by side to bring your dreams to reality. But yes, Mountain Lake EDA, we're the little engine that could, and we're going to get it done.
Very good. Rod, is there anything else we need to add today?
Hey, my friend, once again, I always like to sign off this way. Thank you for all that you do, your team does. I appreciate the opportunity to reach out and connect with folks here in our area. So, again, Steve, thank you for all that you do.
Well, it absolutely is my pleasure, and we appreciate talking with you.
All right, my friend. Well, stay warm, and we'll talk to you next month.
That sounds good. Rod Hamilton, we appreciate you talking with us today. And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.